Lin Peng, FC-31's chief designer, says the fighter can be customized according to users' demands.
The users can designate domestic or international suppliers to provide communications equipment, sensors, and guided weapons. The FC-31 is expected to make its first flight in 2019. It will reach its initial operating capability in 2022. And by 2024, the FC-31 will have full operational capability.
The twin-engine radar evading stealth fighter was developed by the Aviation Industry Corporation of China, or AVIC. Deputy General Manager Li Yuhai says the FC-31 is equal to other types of fighters of the same class in terms of its platform and systems performance, and is also cost-effective.
No matter if it's in terms of the cost of a single fighter or in terms of the cost throughout a fighter's whole life cycle, the FC-31 is better than any other fighter of the same class.
Named Shenyang J-31 in Chinese, the fighter made its maiden flight in late 2012 and was displayed to the public for the first time in late 2014 during China's International Aviation and Aerospace Exhibition. The fighter's debut at Dubai Air Show marks the first time that China has introduced a domestically built fighter jet on the international stage. In the past, China's roles have mainly involved production or supportive services. The biannual Dubai Air Show, the biggest in the Middle East and Africa, was first held in 1989 and is considered to be one of the fastest-growing air shows in the world. At the 2013 show, deals reached more than $20.6 billion in total. This year's event runs through November the 12th and is expected to draw around 65,000 visitors from around the world. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.